crikey. This must be the third time I've done it this semester. Feels like Groundhog Day. The movie. Bill Murray. I mean, I got up this morning, totally convinced, told myself, today will be the naming of parts. It just seemed so certain. And then I realized when I looked in the mirror to shave that no, it's Monday again. Today's going to be database class, then web design class, and we'll finish it off at the other campus with the final installment of the radio class. We're going to have a pizza party. So that's all good. It's a good Monday, but I really thought today was going to be the naming of parts. And you know, as I came in on the subway train to this campus here, I had something almost like a flashback. No, not that kind of flashback, but a flashback to probably the first time I experienced something that the professionals would later call dissociation. I was in third grade. We lived in Miami, Florida. Miami Beach, in fact. Well, actually, it was an island between Miami and Miami Beach. But my school was in Miami Beach, and I used to take the bus in every day. And there was one day, while riding the bus, I was looking out over the water. To the right was the wonderful harbor where all of the cruise ships would come in. I was just looking at the cruise ships and daydreaming. And then suddenly I was a million miles away. I don't even think I was aware of it. All I was aware of was sort of snapping out of it and being at the gate of the school. So just a few minutes of time had vanished. It seemed significant to me at the time, although I couldn't explain it. Didn't really felt that I had anyone to talk to about it. But there it was. And this morning, out of the blue, on this groundhog-ish type day, I didn't have a similar experience, but I just had the memory of that 8 or 9 or 10 year old kid being confused with this experience of a time, and time kind of displaying a little bit of a ruffle or a torn seam. Don't know what the best metaphor is for this, but it's something I ponder from time to time, and especially in these days are getting curiouser and curiouser, it seems. It's as though there's stuff taking place right around us, or certainly that we're able to get exposure to through the wonderful world of the mass media. Just unimaginable stuff from our grandparents' generation perspective. And yet it's also immediate, also instant. Well, I definitely wasn't intending to have my thoughts move in this direction when I decided to record today, but I'll ask your patience and your forgiveness, because I really did think today was going to be the naming of parts. Well, maybe next time. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again. So long.